He is memorialized in beaches, schools, shopping centers, and much to the chagrin of Hawaii traffic reporters, street names.
Prince Kuhio.
Prince Kuhio.
Prince Jonah. Kuhio Kalanianaole.
Prince Jonah Kuhio Kalanianaole. A firm believer in grassroots governance, he established county government in the islands. His dedication to returning Native Hawaiians to the land led him to establish the homesteading program. And his strong sense of accountability to his constituents allowed him to serve nearly 20 years as Hawaii's delegate to Congress. But all of this almost didn't happen.
When the government was overthrown, he was thrown in prison for a year. He self-exiled him out of Hawaii because he was so distraught and disgusted and saw nothing to look forward to that he left until the people begged him to come home because they needed his leadership.
Tony Lee led statewide efforts to organize events honoring Prince Kuhio on behalf of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs. It's been 96 years since he passed, and every year Hawaii celebrates him on his birthday, March 26th.
He accomplished so many things, and it's relevant and important that we every year continue to commemorate his legacy so that the future generations can understand what he did for us and their kuleana to continue to perpetuate it.
Rei De Koito helped put on the Prince Kuhio Ho'olauleʻa at Kapiʻolani Park on Saturday. This year's rainy weather in Waikiki did not put a damper on festivities, says Aaron Mahi, former conductor of the Royal Hawaiian Band.
It's a wonderful day, even though the fact that it rained this year heavily. In spite of all of that, I want to wish you all a happy Kuhio Day.
Prince Kuhio was born in Kukui'ula Koloa on the island of Kauai in 1871. After returning from self-imposed exile in Africa in 1902, he became Hawaii's first delegate to Congress. The non-voting delegate proved to be a skilled statesman in Washington, D.C.
Being able to pass the Hawaiian Homestead Act solo, no vote, to be likable, to have those people in Congress with the vote to vote on his behalf, be as charismatic as he was, and pass the law of the Hawaiian Homestead Act.
The 1921 Act set aside more than 200,000 acres for Native Hawaiian homesteading. Today, nearly 10,000 homesteaders reside on Hawaiian homelands. As a leader in a Hawaii that was rapidly changing, he pioneered efforts to cultivate a sense of civic duty among Native Hawaiians.
When the government was overthrown, everyone went underground, including hula language and all of that. And he wanted them to have a safe place to be able to talk story, to be able to discuss the issues of the day.
He founded the Honolulu Civic Club in 1918. 100 years later, there are nearly 60 Hawaiian civic clubs in Hawaii and across the continental U.S. De Koito says it's this kind of leadership that we need now more than ever.
It's public service, and it's service to the aina, it's service to the people, and to be selfless and to do things because it's the right thing to do. I'd love to see the politicians emulate that a little more closely.
For HPR News, I am Kuʻuwehi Hiraishi.